Hey, Blair? Hello?
Hello, yeah, this is Blair.
Hey, Blair, this is John with the Vikings. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. I have the Twin Cities media here to ask you a few questions, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, here they go. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Call from the Vikings surprise you at all?
No, it didn't surprise me. Coach Breeford come in to work me out, and you know, I played under his dad at the East-West game, and you know, I knew he was very interested, and he's a great coach. And I'm happy to be playing underneath him.
How big is your leg typically? I mean, what's the longest you've kicked? I guess you're known to have a pretty strong one.
In college, I've kicked a 56-yard field goal, and I've kicked about 10 field goals over 50 yards. Those are my real highlights when it comes to long kicks. But, you know, obviously the NFL is a little bit different with the game of field position. So if I can be a little bit of a long-range threat for them in the games, I'd be more than happy with that.
Do you feel like your senior year didn't really speak to your accuracy? It seems like you were a lot more accurate in the past years.
Yes, my senior year didn't go the way I wanted it to. I ended up missing early on in the season. I missed a couple of kicks, and I started to prep a little bit on my own worst critic. And, you know, I just wanted to be there for the team and help the team out. And, you know, I sort of got it back on track around the middle to end of the season. And, you know, I learned from it, and I think I'm a better man and a better kicker for it.
Blair, how much do you know about Ryan Longwell?
I know a lot about Ryan Longwell. You know, he's been a main staple of Minnesota Vikings for a long time, and I think he's a great kicker, and I think he's even a better guy from what I've heard. And, you know, I look forward to the opportunity to meeting him and competing with him.
Did they discuss maybe using you as a kickoff specialist, or would it be you would be the only kicker if you make the team?
They didn't really discuss that with me. They were just discussing, you know, the fact that they were taking me in the draft, and they liked me, and they liked my potential to be their kicker. But, you know, I'm not really at liberty to get into that because I don't know too much about it, to be honest with you. My job is to come in and compete and just work my butt off and show them what I can do.
Was that surprising at all to be taken by a team that had a veteran kicker in place with Ryan already here?
I mean, as I sort of learned from this whole experience, nothing is surprising anymore. I mean, you think teams that are in the running are not there for you anymore, and some teams end up drafting other guys, or, you know, it always changes. The NFL is a fast-moving game, and, you know, players' careers don't tend to last too long. So I don't know. I'm really surprised. I know Ryan's a great kicker, and I just wanted to see with him.
What was your take on the NFL moving the kickoff line forward?
I mean, obviously, I like it. I mean, anytime you move it up and make it a little bit easier for the kickers, I'm not going to complain, and I don't think their kicker would. I think it sort of changes the strategy a little bit of whether guys want to just boom it out the end zone or whether you want to try to, you know, put it high 5 yards deep and pin them there. It just all depends on what the coaching staff wants from you and what your special teams coach wants from you.
So were your struggles last year mental, physical, and how did you go about getting through them and getting things righted towards the end of the season?
I don't think you can classify my struggles as either. I just, you know, I was not getting the breaks I wanted, and I wasn't making the amount of kicks that I was used to making. And where I sort of came through it was I just eventually started reverting back to my basics and just going out there and having fun and not trying to press it anymore, not trying to fix things in the game or fix things before the game, and just really trying to go back to what I had been doing the rest of the previous portion of my career at Georgia. And I think I turned a corner a little bit, and now I feel like I'm 100% and ready to go when it comes to my form, technique, and confidence.
Good. All right, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you,
have
guys.
A good day.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Huh?